We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Apurkaba, benevolent viewers. Apurkaba means greetings in Malay, a language spoken by about 180 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yoruba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Tone 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yoruba 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
We have several new additions in Cameroon, in Milan, Channel 36 on Telesatellite, in Costa Rica, in Desamparados, Asari, and Carrios de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upalacentro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Mongolia, the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 46 on Didish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sangsar Cable TV, Channel 108 on SLA Cable TV. In Bakhnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khangor District, Channel 52 on the Delif Cable TV. And in Sangbun Kherhang District, Channel 3 on Tafast Eschim Cable TV. In Tetserklik of Arkhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayang Khangor of Bayang Khangor Province, Channel 19 on Zakang Tasla Cable TV. In Bolshgang of Bolshgang Province, Channel 21 on Midelil Cable TV. In Darhang Ur Province, in Sharing Gothsom, Channel 12 on Ot Cable TV. And in Darhang on Hra Cable TV, Channel 44 has changed to Channel 108. In Zamin Ut Som of Darnongob Province, Channel 4 on Ha Leong Cable TV. In Sen Sang Som of Dangkor Province, Channel 40 on Tsak Lok Cable TV. In Cher of Gob Simber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khenti Province, in Bor Andorsam, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghot's Cable TV. In Murung of Hafskul Province, Channel 48 on Hla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhang Province, Channel 58 on Hla Cable TV. In Selink Province, in Hutar, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. In Tsungkhara of Mantar Sum, Channel 24 on Tahsos Cable TV. And in Supatar, Channel 51 on Tani Saleng Cable TV. In Barun Orsam, of Subatr Province, Channel 12 on Akjer Cable TV, in Tob Province, in Batsun Bursum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN, in Lung Sum, Channel 20 on Narang Erkten Ur Cable TV, in Zamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Tsakang Tasre Cable TV, and in Zhongmot, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN, in Owek Hangai Province, in Arvai Kher, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hujirtsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hahorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, and in Oyongsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV, in Ulangomsum of Ofs Province, Channel 13 of Dorhung Sharka Cable TV, in Uliaste of Zahang Province, search Supreme Master TV on Uliaste Cable TV. Now joining us is the Czech Republic in Chomutov and surrounding areas on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel, in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa, in San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision, and in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Union S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 108, formerly Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for our shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, more than 37,000 United Arab Emirates residents take part in a Clean Up the World initiative. In cultural news, the Republic Day of Niger and the National Day of Qatar are celebrated. In community news, Mexican young people bring expressions of faith and harmony to co-citizens. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 18th, is the 13th anniversary of One World of Peace Through Music, a benefit concert organized in 1998 by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. This grand event, the world premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite poetry, was held at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA. Some of the most talented musicians of Hollywood set to music and perform Supreme Master Ching Hai's Heavenly Verses. Among them were Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning composer Mr. Bill Conti, Oscar and Emmy-winning composer Mr. Fred Carling, as well as Dr. Peter Boyer, Ms. Maria Newman, and Mr. George Thatcher. On the occasion of this auspicious concert, Supreme Master Ching Hai made generous donations to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the Starlight Children's Foundation. Our deep gratitude, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for blessing the world with your immensely beautiful poetry and songs. May you always be graced with excellent health as the earth grows ever closer to a vegan paradise filled with love and peace.
Fly-in news. Floods in the southern Philippines claim hundreds of lives. As of Saturday, December 17th, the Philippine National Red Cross reported that over 430 people had perished as flash floods from Tropical Storm Sindong hit Mindanao Island, with dozens more still missing. Benito Ramos, head of the National Disaster Rescue Agency, said that the waters had risen very quickly and many were asleep when massive flooding struck in the cities of Iligan and Cagayan de Oro. Tens of thousands have been affected as many fled to higher grounds after regional rivers burst their banks. With damage that has yet to be assessed and residents still stranded in areas, some 10,000 soldiers have been dispatched in rescue efforts.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members please find out from regional officials whether assistance is needed and to go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available for emergency aid.
With gratitude for the assistance rendered by the Philippine military and other rescue personnel, we are also thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray that such disturbing occurrences subside as we strive for more considerate stewardship of the earth.
Fatal landslide hits Colombia. As of Friday, December 16th, at least 11 people, including children, had lost their lives, with four others who were reported missing after heavy rains triggered a landslide and caused already swollen rivers to overflow. Rescue workers rushed to the site of the landslide in an Embara indigenous settlement in northwestern Colombia, where at least nine people perished and two homes were buried. In northeast Magdalena, two people perished and four others were missing after being swept away by the surging waters of a river. According to officials, over 155 people have lost their lives and more than 878,000 people have been impacted by the country's rainy season, which began in September.
Upon hearing of the extreme conditions in October, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $15,000, an amount that could acquire $73,000 in necessary supplies purchased in the U.S. based on the cost of living in Colombia. With her instructions, our association's relief team had conducted relief work in areas most in need. Hearing of the continued disasters, Supreme Master Ching Hai again sent all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she asked that our nearby association members please check with local governments on any required assistance and to go, if possible, to help the most desperate.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel working to assist the disaster-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate care. With heaven's grace, may such severe weather conditions be eased as we more kindly care for one another and the planet.
Severe storms hit Western Europe. Winter storms, packed with hurricane-force winds and rains starting Thursday night, December 15th, have especially affected regions of Spain, France, and Switzerland, causing casualties, uprooting trees, knocking over vehicles, and disrupting travel.
In Spain, a 70-year-old man lost his life when winds up to 140 kilometers per hour caused his home to partially collapse in Almansa, while 7 people in the Basque region sustained injuries due to wind-related incidents, and flights were canceled at the Bilbao, San Sebastian, and Vigo airports. In neighboring France, workers strived to restore electricity after some 600,000 households lost power. A number of people in low-lying areas of Brittany in northwest France were evacuated, while stormy conditions caused a cargo ship to run aground, spilling what officials said was a limited quantity of oil off the coast. Meanwhile, in Switzerland, 3 people suffered minor injuries when high-speed wind gusts resulted in derailment of a train, as over 100 flights were canceled in Zurich and Basel Mulhouse, and at least 400,000 homes lost electricity. Emergency crews were dispatched to many of the affected areas in efforts to restore services.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel, for your prompt response to the storm conditions. We pray that the balance of our Earth may soon be restored through humanity's adoption of eco-conscious lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Oh,
bun, he bun, they sell. Trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Không tiếng nói khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đầu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên, biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 402.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Russell Simmons named PETA's Person of the Year. American hip-hop pioneer, fashion entrepreneur, and vegan Russell Simmons has been recognized as the 2011 Person of the Year by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, for his quiet but tireless advocacy for animal welfare and promotion of humane plant-based fare. The music mogul, who has been instrumental in launching careers in the hip-hop culture for several decades, expanded into the fashion industry with Fat Farm, which uses no leather, fur, or wool in accordance with his cruelty cruelty-free vision.
Upon receiving this year's distinction as PETA's Person of the Year, a prestige shared with past laureates such as U.S. President Bill Clinton, Mr. Simmons said, "The horrible abuse of animals is the worst karmic disaster in the history of humankind. The work that PETA does to combat this catastrophe is amazing. I'm truly humbled to be chosen as this year's Person of the Year, but the praise should go to the hundreds of thousands of volunteers that are on the ground doing the work. I accept this honor on their behalf."
We join in heartfelt accolades, Mr. Russell Simmons, for this meaningful commendation. May your exemplary life and efforts continue to inspire more and more people toward respect and care for our beautiful animal co-inhabitants across the globe.
New Loving Hut opens in Malaysia. With now more than 210 Loving Huts serving people across the globe through the original concept and encouragement of Supreme Master Ching Hai, one of the newest locations is in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, at the well-known Nirvana Memorial Park, Sungai Besi. In this world's largest privatized memorial park, bereaved families come to honor their deceased loved ones, including animal companions, through its quality facilities. Befitting the park's serene and spacious environment, visitors and staff, as well as the general public, can enjoy nourishing and compassionate vegan meals.
所以对于家属呢，在这边办丧事，所以我们也希望呢提供这个便利，让他们家属在这个悲哀当中的时候呢，也可以尽量不要杀生。
The recent official opening of this Loving Hut, the fifth in Malaysia, was heralded with a vegan buffet that was attended by many of the park's staff, who are now some of the regular customers.
I think the food here is healthy and delicious. There is a lot of varieties.
Every day I'll be having my meals here, definitely.
The foods are very clean and very hygiene, and it's good for the health.
After eating here, would you consider becoming a vegan?
Yes, of course, because the food is inspiring. And the taste is very good.
Congratulations, Loving Hut Nirvana, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support of this international family of cruelty-free restaurants. We pray that all families may come to enjoy the comfort and peacefulness of organic vegan cuisine.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg. Respected Russian reporter and newspaper founder remembered. While leaving his office in the Dagestan provincial capital, Makhachkala, on Thursday, December 15, Mr. Kazimirad Kamalov was assailed and lost his life to gunshot wounds. The leading journalist had launched the independent weekly paper Rough Draft, which was known for its honest and fearless reporting on all issues, including abuses of authority.
Mr. Kamalov also served as director of the publishing house Freedom of Speech. Despite the challenges he faced at times, Mr. Kamalov was known for his choice of honesty and transparency of reporting. Russia's Union of Journalists and the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists both issued statements mourning the loss of Mr. Kamalov as they called for the upholding of press freedoms.
We offer our condolences to Mr. Kazimirad Kamalov's family and many colleagues for his untimely loss. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's light and love as we pray for the safety of media members everywhere as they strive to connect our world through their diligent and timely reports.
Save Our Planet. A December 12, 2011 report from the U.S.-based Environmental Integrity Project states that coal combustion waste has contaminated 19 new groundwater sites across the country with toxic substances like arsenic, lead, barium, cadmium, and boron at levels that are above the maximum set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for safety.
Save Our Planet. Findings of a study of Greenland presented by U.S. scientists on December 9, 2011 have revealed that as the southern part of the island lost 100 billion tons more ice in 2010 than the previous year, the release of the weight has also caused underlying bedrock to rise by a full 20 millimeters in some locations.
Hi, it's me, Genty the Gorilla, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. I'd like to share a tip for personal finances. Taking a close look at your bank statement each month is a good idea. Watch for unexpected fees. There may be a better account type that fits your needs and can save you money. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
Governance news, more than 37,000 United Arab Emirates residents take part in a Clean Up the World initiative. Individuals from 375 groups, including more than 9,000 students and approximately 1,350 government officials, joined in the campaign inaugurated in that area by the Dubai Municipality and Dubai Emirates. The endeavor disposed of 10,000 tons of waste in environmentally friendly ways. Our appreciation, all those who participated in this green campaign. May your wonderful city shine in pristine cleanliness and grandeur.
In cultural news, the Republic Day of Niger today observed its constitution and the formation of the Presidency of Niger in 1958. Southeast of Algeria in West Africa, Niger is home to the 7.7 million hectare Air and Tenere Natural Reserve in the country, the vastest protected area in Africa. Another safeguarded region is the W National Park of Niger. It reflects the interaction between humans and nature since Neolithic times and contains 350 bird species and 500 plant types. Both locales are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Today is also the National Day of Qatar, honoring when His Highness Sheikh Yassin bin Mohammed bin Thani became the Emir of Qatar in 1878. His Highness the Emir is regarded as the founder of the modern state of Qatar, which is adjacent to Saudi Arabia and the Persian Gulf. The graceful Arabian oryx is the country's national animal. Qatar has established conservation efforts to protect this amazing species. Qais National Park in the northeast is Qatar's first national park. It contains mangrove forests and an important turtle nesting beach as well as habitat for a diversity of birds and marine life. May the people of Niger have a memorable Republic Day and the citizens of Qatar have a fine national day. Up next on Noteworthy News, young messenger angels hold placards with messages of peace. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned for more worthwhile news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, alleviating news for a soothing world. In community news, Mexican young people bring expressions of faith and harmony to co-citizens. According to CNN, messenger angels, as they call themselves, stand in public places in the city of Ciudad Juarez. Dressed in white robes with wide wings and wearing mime-type makeup on their faces, the 15 to 22-year-olds hold placards with inscriptions of peace through trust in God. One of the group members, 19-year-old Daniel Diaz, was able to overcome his illegal drug addiction through his faith. He said, "When you set your mind to change, it can happen." Bravo, messenger angels. May your purity of spirit reach every corner of your blessed city and land with heaven's grace.
Please join us for a joke told in Punjabi entitled Father's Name.
ਕਲਾਸ ਦੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਅਬਨਾਸ਼ ਦੇ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ, "ਅੱਜ ਮੈਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਦੱਸੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਸਪ੍ਰੀਤ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਹੈ?"
"ਮੇਰੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਪਾਵਲ ਹੈ।"
"ਅਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਸਲੀਨ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਹੈ?"
"ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਰਾਜਪੀਰ ਹੈ।"
"ਅਤੇ ਅਬਨਾਸ਼, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਹੈ?"
ਟੋਟੋ ਨੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ, "ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਯਾਦ।"
ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ, "ਪਰੰਤੂ ਅਬਨਾਸ਼, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ?"
ਅਬਨਾਸ਼ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ, ਓ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੈ।"
And now for our viewers' hotline.
"Dear Master, I am just 5 years old. I want to tell you that I love your book, The Birds in My Life. I love all of your birds, especially Tutu and Mimi. They are so lovely. I would love to play with them. I hope all animals in the world can have a lovely, peaceful life. I wish there are no more meat eaters, no more alcohol drinkers, no more smokers in the world. These are my birthday wishes. I am also eager to be 6 years old as soon as possible because I really want to study meditation with you. I really want to see you and want to go to your home, the home of masters. I love you. Angelina from Nantes, France."
Hi Angelina, it is wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
"Sweet Angelina, how delightful to receive your loving message. I too pray for a world of kind and virtuous people where all beings can live joyfully together. Lots of hugs and I love you more. Ching Hai."
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say jumpy lagi, which means goodbye in Malay.
May celestial music bring blissful elevation to your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Supported by the U.S. Agency for International Development, Afghanistan's Women's Land Rights Task Force holds its inaugural meeting toward a goal of achieving legal reforms that better assure economic rights and social equity for Afghan women.
Ireland's Minister of State for Trade and Development, Jan O'Sullivan, announces a donation of 250,000 euros for emergency relief aid of food, water, and shelter to support thousands of Sudanese refugees in Ethiopia.
The U.S. National Institutes of Health states that new research on chimpanzees is suspended, effective immediately, as well as more stringent criteria being implemented for existing experiments, with animal welfare advocates hopeful that this will also pave the way to future legislation protecting the primates from use in entertainment or as pets.
The remarkable young Wakana Uwada of Japan, determined to enter the Honolulu Marathon in Hawaii, USA, joins 19,000 other runners and overcomes her visual impairment by using auditory signals as she successfully completes the 26.2-mile race at just 11 years of age.
Prensa Latina reports that more than 92,000 Angolans have graduated in the past 18 months from the Cuban literacy program known as ICANN, with 78% of those who can now read and write being women.
After seeing 28-year-old Selena Hodges plea for a kidney transplant in the online classified section of the website Craigslist, Miss Stephanie Grant, age 23, decides to donate her kidney to Miss Hodge, with both women now recovering from successful surgeries in Florida, USA.
United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan meets with visiting German President Christian Wolff, where the two affirm their country's long-standing friendship as they discuss ways to further enhance cooperation in many different fields.
Affirming a deep commitment to human dignity and freedom, U.S. search engine giant Google donates $11.5 million in partnership with human rights organization International Justice Mission toward a goal of ending modern-day slavery for people around the world.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.